You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Right, you're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD, and today's show is on single parenting, something that affects so many people, and I'm talking to Terry Willems today. Terry, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Great to have you on the show. I guess we can start off by finding out how long you've been a single dad.
6 years.
6 years?
Long years.
Okay. And how many children?
One. Thank God, only one.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
And her name?
Tatiana.
Tatiana.
And she's
11. Call her Tia for short.
Tia.
T. Okay. And so a single parent for about 6 years. And how old is she?
She's 11.
She's 11.
She'll be 12 in March.
Okay. So you kind of obviously have, knowledge from both sides, family parenting and single parenting.
Yeah. Well, if you want to say the other side of the family parenting was actually parenting, but... It wasn't okay. Really parenting. That's, I'm glad I have it now. I'm by myself. It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, you find that?
Well, actually, I find it a lot easier.
I guess I'm sure it's different in all different situations and so forth, but you finding it a lot easier to parent yourself than actually...
Because once the rules are there, mm-hmm. there's no contradiction.
Right.
In a marriage, a lot of times, if you are in sync with your partner, the rules are there and both parents follow it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of relationships, it doesn't happen that way. And the child knows which one they can get away with more, so they hone in on that weak parent.
Right, you find that a lot in with kids. That's what they do. That's what they do best. We did it at home.
Yeah. And that's... It made it very hard because then I look like the hard parent.
Right.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm a softie when it comes to my daughter. If you ask her, I'm a softie, but she knows rules are there. She knows she has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows if she doesn't do it, there's consequences. And it's not being like overly strict. It's just rules. And if kids don't have rules anymore, they turn out like these kids that are in the papers for stealing cars and murder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to get into the rules and discipline and chores and all kinds of things like that in the show today. But so it must make have some kind of impact now that, the family separated, basically, and your former significant other, your daughter must spend time there with her.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, okay.
No, her mother is officially living in Calgary.
Okay, so she's out of the province.
She's out of the province.
But she did spend time with her mother and with the family here and there.
What I'm
kind of getting at with that is when you have the mother and father together and the child can go to either one or whichever one's more soft than the other and that kind of thing, and now the other parent's not there to... discipline or there to discuss like with the other parent. So now if somebody's softer, say hypothetically that the mother was softer, but she lives with you and now she goes over here and gets away with this and that and the other
thing.
She'd
want to move with her.
That kind of thing.
And then you play.
You're not there to communicate really so much now that now she's in two totally separate environments.
Yeah.
So it's maybe harder for the child even to make decisions on,
Yeah, that's what worried me a little bit when Lori and I, my ex-wife and I weren't together,
mm-hmm.
and Tatiana would go over there. It's like, it's okay, well, what's going to happen is it, since she can do whatever she wants over there, is she going to want to live there? Is she going to want to play that card? You know, well, mom lets me do this, you know.
So
and
those
I
things that you might,
mom.
She's fairly young or was fairly young, you know, when all this was going on. Was that something that you actually kind of, did you put it out there? Did you talk to her about that at all? Or was she too young maybe for that? Or so this was just something on your mind or?
Well, about playing one against the other?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Or wondering how it's going to turn out with her.
No,
you know, the way she's, you know, treated or brought up someplace else as opposed to just with
no,
you.
No, what I told her is, you know, when she come home and she would sometimes say, well, you know, Dad, I didn't have to go to bed at this time. It's
right,
like,
yeah.
You know what, honey? That's a totally different house. Their rules are their rules. My rules are my rules.
Mm-hmm.
When you're here, you're going to follow my rules. And you're going to do it the way I want it done. And if you follow the rules, you're going to find that you get rewarded. You get praised. And I would sit down and talk to her and say, hey, you know, like, I'm doing this so that you become a responsible member of society.
Right, yeah.
You know, like, you have to respect your elders. You have to, you know, be kind to people. Don't bully people. It's all in upbringing. And she lives with me, and when Lori was around, you know, she was with me 90% of the time. Well, 90% of what she's going to learn and become an adult with is what I teach her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care what Lori did over there as long as it didn't subject Tatiana to anything harmful.
Right.
You know, because it's just, it's a learning
curve. Or so that maybe it didn't change her views, what you were trying to teach and those
yeah,
kinds
well,
of things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the thing is one thing you cannot do being a single parent is you cannot talk down about the other parent
mm-hmm.
in front of the child
right.
because it's not the child's fault and the child will always defend both parents
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Or not know what to think.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Confusing.
Yeah, and so I've always stayed away from degrading Lori or whatever with my ex-wife. I keep on saying that. But trying to talk down about her to Tatiana because if there's something that I don't like about my ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to force my views on my daughter and have my daughter think that same way. She has to make the decision for herself. And as
right,
she gets
you don't
older,
necessarily want her to have your view if it's,
exactly.
you know, she should be open
you know,
to
because
her own
I,
opinion or whatever.
It's coming from a totally different roadway or, you know, direction where I feel the way I feel because of the circumstances that I was in with her. With my ex-wife.
Oh, right. Obviously, a different relationship with your ex-wife than
exactly.
you know,
so,
your daughter Tia would have with her mother.
And there's a lot of things I didn't like about what my ex-wife did with my daughter, but
mm-hmm.
and the way she treated my daughter, and, you know, like not spending time with her, even when my daughter was there for the weekend, she'd go out. And, but that's me.
Yeah.
That's up to, that's me. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's up to, if my daughter doesn't like it, then she has to be the one to explain that to her mother.
Right, yeah.
And as she gets older, then guess what? She can voice her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And she has voiced her opinion to me, saying,
yeah.
you know what, Dad, my mom was never there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the forgotten child. That tells me that that little mind is working, and she remembers everything that went on, and she knows. And it's like, I don't have to
is
say
that, is that something you help her put in context, though, that it's not,
yes,
you know?
And that's exactly, I try and say, well, you know what, honey, it's my mom, your mom's got two other children that live with her. She knows that you're in a good place. She knows you're very well taken care of, you know, and she doesn't have to worry about you. She has to worry about the two that live with her.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's still her child.
Right, yeah.
So she should.
Still a lot of things come to mind in a child's mind that are, you know, no matter how much you talk to them about it, maybe they don't fully understand until
well, they wonder.
As they get older.
Yeah, they wonder. Automatically, you know, you put yourself in a child's shoes, you know, you go to school. Well, now in society, it's a lot different. You have a lot of single-parent families,
mm-hmm.
but kids see a mother and a father with them, and automatically they say, well, why are my parents not together?
Yeah.
Why? And you got to kind of calm those and make sure that the child knows it's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't their fault, and I've always told Tatiana, you know what, honey? There's nothing that happened. It wasn't your fault. Mom and Dad just couldn't be in a relationship. We're better off as friends. And I try and explain that to her. You know, she's like, well, you and Mom get along great. I said, yeah, but there was a time when we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We were better off apart. We're, that's the way we should be. We should,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just try and do it in a nice way.
Do you think that you know, you mentioned about the fact that, you know, it's not her fault that you guys have split up or anything like that, and maybe not so much pertaining to your relationship, but do you think ever that children have anything to do with parents splitting? I mean, is it sometimes a hardship, or maybe a parent can't handle the fact of having kids, and, you know, you would think you might see that a little bit?
Yeah, well, see, there's certain people that and out there that want children but don't know how hard it is. Mm-hmm. It's a 24/7 job from the time that they're born till the time they're 18, 19, and even then, after 18, 19, you got to be a parent. You're a parent until the day you die.
Yep.
You know, once you have kids, you got to be in it for the long haul. And some people just think it'd be cool to have a child, mm-hmm. have someone look up to them, but they don't want to change the diapers, they don't want to feed, they don't want to get up in the middle of the night when the child
Donald
gets
Trump.
Sick.
Prime example.
Yeah,
he just wants the kids and the wife to take care of it. And
yeah, well, but he's got the money.
When you're 20 something, so you can work for me.
Yeah, exactly. You got, but you know,
yeah, it's
got
to be hardship. And as much as some young parents probably shouldn't have kids or had them by accident, you got to sometimes give kudos to the ones that really have a handle on it and can raise those kids. Because there's some young girls that maybe 15, 16 years old, and here comes a kid into their life, and you know, some of them deal with it really well, and the parents help out, and they
maturity
can still stay in school,
level.
And they, you know what I mean?
It all depends on the person's maturity level, whether it be the female or the male. Like, you think about it. I was 32 mm-hmm. when my ex-wife got pregnant, and I swore I'd never have kids. I swore it up and down. Once I turned 32, I didn't want to have kids. For the one reason is I thought I was going to be too old, and I'd never be able to relate to the child when the child became a teenager. Mm-hmm. I'm the biggest kid in the world. That was the best thing that ever happened to me, was having a child.
Yeah,
like,
I
it changed my life. I was irresponsible. You knew me when I was 32. I was irresponsible. I didn't have a care in the world. I didn't have to worry about anything.
Well,
along comes this child.
There's that line there with where you say being irresponsible and that, but I mean, you're okay too, you know? I mean, like, you don't have necessarily a family and kids and things like that, so you can be a little more carefree.
Well, that's exactly it.
But like, obviously it changed when you...
Oh, it changed. Like, it's like I didn't... Now there was another person in the equation, mm-hmm. if you think about it, because now it's like, okay, well...
And somebody that relied on you and,
exactly.
and that you had to take care of. And
you know, I this child's going to depend on me now.
Would you say your wife's, not her attitude, but her... did she change like you did? I mean... You have to grow up awfully quick.
Yeah, well, the thing is she wanted to have kids.
Fairly young, too.
When she got pregnant, she thought it was the best thing in the world because she'd always wanted to have kids. Well, 6 months into Tatiana being born, she was saying, I miss my life. Oh, I can't do anything. It's
right.
Like, well, you know what? You should have thought about that before. It's not... So Tatiana, technically at 6 months old, was thrust into this, I never got to be able to do what I wanted to do. I was too young to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
Guess
that's
what?
You said before, right?
That's exactly it. And it's like, you know what?
And you got to mature awfully fast. And if you don't, then there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And then the child suffers. The child suffers for the rest of their life. And that is definitely not fair to the
really
child.
It's really only the child that does suffer in the end.
And you know what? Every once in a while, I catch my daughter. When she doesn't know I'm looking at her, I'll see her sitting there staring. And it just seems like she's this lost child still. And mm-hmm. I know what's going through her head. It's like she's thinking about, why isn't Mom here? I can just feel it.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back to you know, how often she sees her siblings and the other side of the family and those kinds of things. And also, I do want to talk a little bit more about the spouse thing, breaking up a marriage or having kids, thinking that it will make their marriage better. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD on CJAM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number 2, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
Okay, we're back. I'm your host, Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me, talking to Terry Willems about single parenting, the single dad. We were previously talking about, I had asked you, you know, do you think children have anything to do with parents splitting up? What about, do spouses think that kids will make their marriage better? You know, if things aren't maybe going so well, let's have a child. Let's have a
child.
Closer together.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it does happen. It does. It does happen. And you know what? That's the wrong reason to have a child, because a lot of people think, well, it's, you know what? It's part of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of us. So we're stuck. We're together for the rest of our lives. We have a common bond.
Yeah, you're not taking something good and making it better. You're trying to make something better out of something that's not working. If that happens to be the case,
exactly.
I mean, if your marriage is not working, or your relationship, or what have you, and you decide to bring a child in to try and change that, and I don't know if that's the right reason to have a kid.
Yeah, it's just like getting married. It's the same thing. You know, like you're in a relationship,
our relationship's
with somebody.
Not going great. Let's get married.
Let's
and
get married.
Make
and
better.
Guess what? It'll make it better. No, it makes it worse, because now you put more pressure on that relationship. If it's not working to begin with, it's not going to work unless you take it and you do something about it. Don't bring something else into the mix.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's the wrong way. Like, my ex-wife and I's relationship was good. We were young. Well, she was younger than me, and we were having fun, and it just so happened, you know, that she got pregnant. Now, guess what? It's one of those things. Okay, well, it wasn't bad to begin with. It was very stressful when Tatiana was born, but I still say that it was a blessing for me. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. That was my angel sent from heaven, and I will always say that. Tatiana is the one that changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for her every single day.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
A child can be a beautiful thing, as they should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Where unfortunately, sometimes, it doesn't work that way. And there's got to be relationships that fail with a child, and neither one of them really wants to assume a responsibility. And then what happens there?
Yeah, well, that's... Well, I don't want to have the child, you know, like, because then I won't be able to have my freedom. I won't be able to do what I want.
If both sides are like that,
then the child becomes the pawn,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they get played against each other. And I always stated that right from the get-go when my ex-wife and I split before we got divorced and all that. It's like, you know what? Do not use our daughter as a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Do not do that. It's not fair to her. And, you know, like, my ex-wife has two other children with this person, and those two children are going to be messed up for life because of the fact that those two children are being used as pawns.
Are those have the same father, those two?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so Tatiana goes over there, and sometimes she was subjected to this,
mm-hmm.
to this gentleman. You know, we won't get into that, but it's just, and that's not fair to her, because now she's the babysitter. She's the, you know, the person that the two children
are. She's older than the others.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a all around bad situation for Tatiana as far as that goes. And to tell you the truth, I do thank my lucky stars that Lori did, my ex-wife did move out to Calgary, because now Tatiana is more stable. I hate to say it, but she's more stable now, because she knows she's got her friends here. She's not going to be torn away from her friends here to go to visit the weekend at her other grandparents' house and not have anybody spend any time with her. And she'll be bored, and then she can't wait to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's home. She knows this is her place.
So in that type of situation, I guess it could go many ways, but would you think it would be a better situation to have two very, very stable environments, which obviously would be a good thing, but with the child thinking that which one is really, you know, maybe they're both good environments, but is one really the best place for me? Is one really my home, or is one, you know?
Well, see, that's up to
in
the
your
child.
Situation, it seems like, you know, she knows this is home.
Yeah,
this is where the stability is. This is where things remain pretty much the same. You know, and,
but see, you can have that if the adults are actually adults,
mm-hmm.
a child can have two safe havens.
Right.
And feel comfortable in either one.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no reason for it. It's, you know, like, Lori, my ex-wife and I say that we have joint custody, primary residence with me.
Right.
Tatiana could go and live with her mother anytime she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? What would I be able to say? I could advise her against it.
Yeah.
But why would I do that? Because then that's tainting the waters.
Mm-hmm.
Then she could end up resenting me for it. The saying is so true. Kids crave attention.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's good attention or bad attention, they crave attention. So if you're not giving them positive attention, they're going to be bad. They're going to do bad in school. They're going to get in trouble. just so that you will spend time with them. Because some kids, it doesn't matter what time you spend with them, as long as you're spending time with them. So I try and make it with Tatiana that we do things together. We have movie nights. She needs help with her homework. I'm there to help her. But then there's also, like I said, the rules. The rules are, you know, you do your homework. You make your bed. Mm-hmm. You clean your room. You know, you put away your clothes, your dirty clothes down in the clothes hamper. And you get an allowance for it. That's your job. And that's the way I put it. Like I said, people say, well, you shouldn't give her allowance. Those are the things she's supposed to be doing anyways. Wait a minute. What I want to do is I want to teach my child a sense of responsibility.
And that's not a lot different than when you get older and you
That's exactly what I related to. I tell my daughter, I say, you know what? This is your job. Mm-hmm. This is your job to do this. And you do your job, you get paid. Just like I do my job, I get paid. Mm-hmm. If I don't go to work that day, how can I expect to get paid?
Right.
I said, I can't. I said, and you're going to learn that as you get
older. You have to have that responsibility.
Exactly.
You know, I need to be responsible.
I'm trying to plant the seed of responsibility.
At a child's level.
Exactly.
Allowance, you know.
Exactly.
We were kids. Did you get allowance when you were a kid?
Yeah. But see, the thing is my daughter gets $10 a week. Some people think that's way too high. You think about,
Mind moving in.
I'm 44.
Uh-huh.
When I was her age, I was getting a dollar.
Yeah,
a week.
We didn't get a lot of money, but
penny candy wasn't penny candy back then. It was two for a penny.
Yeah, right.
Now
times have changed,
a penny candy for less than a dime. It's gone up tenfold anyway. So $10 now is like a dollar way back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is, she enjoys getting that allowance. She saves her money.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to buy something, and
they can be taught a lot more with just, you know, something where a parent says that, you know, you shouldn't give your kids allowance, but think of all the other things that they get taught. They get taught that sense of responsibility for working. They get taught
to spend
the value
money
of a dollar.
Exactly.
How to save money. How to spend their money.
Well, I'll give you a point here. When school was just coming back in, before school,
mm-hmm.
we went to Zeller's, and my daughter had, from her allowance saved, I think she had like $35.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Dad, I'll buy my back-to-school supplies. She wanted to buy her own back-to-school supplies. And what I told her, I said, listen, that's my job as your parent, to supply you with stuff that you need
right.
to live.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, that's for me. It's for school. I said, no, that's my job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm there to supply your clothes, your food, everything you need.
Right.
Your needs. I said, now you, with your allowance, supply your wants
mm-hmm.
right now, because that's your money. You've earned it. You can spend that any way you want. You shouldn't have to spend it on stuff that you need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now, anything else over and above, you want to buy something like a doll, or you want to buy a new backpack because you just want it, then that's your responsibility.
That's a key point. Now, if she wasn't getting allowance and wasn't learning something from that whole situation, there's another discussion that you wouldn't have with her.
Exactly.
And I think it's probably an important discussion.
And that's going to lead
wants
to her,
and needs and
exactly. That's
going to
lead to when she finally, because she's already got her social insurance number, right? So mm-hmm. that's going to lead to when she's 14, 15 years old, and she wants to get a cell phone, which she already wants now. God, 11 years old. But yeah. It's going to lead to, she's going to want her own spending money. She's going to want to go to the movies with her friends and all that. If she never had that responsibility when she's older, she's not going to learn. She wouldn't know the value of a dollar.
Right, and then at that point, she hasn't really done anything for the money. Dad, can I go to the show? And you give her money to go to the theater. Dad, can I have some money to get, you know, a cell phone card or something? So you give her money for that. And then she's not really doing anything for the money.
Yep.
And just, you know, getting it for nothing. And while it's nice to give your kids everything, it's still important
to
teach them.
They don't learn
exactly.
the value of things. And that's when it happens that we now live in a throwaway world. And you
mm-hmm.
see that. And kids all the time, teenagers all the time, they're so irresponsible. And they'll just break things. And, you know what? Oh, my parents will buy me another one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. My dad will get another one.
It's like,
whatever, yeah.
I grew up in a two-income household, but my parents were still struggling. Whenever we got anything, we took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we took care of it.
And those values are instilled on you now.
Yep.
And
I thank my parents. I thank my parents for, and it sounds strange, for having that kind of tough tough upbringing because, as you see, everything I own, I take immaculate care of. And mm-hmm. and the thing is I take better care of something that does not belong to me compared to what does belong to me. And I don't want anything of mine ruined or broken. So you know if it comes into my house and it's yours, guess what? It's going back out the same exact same way.
And I'm wondering if some of the generations shortly after us, that's all changed. I don't see that so much anymore.
No,
with young kids,
and that's what I mean? And
teens
see,
and so forth.
With Tatiana, we were talking about the value of a dollar and responsibility. Another thing I want to say is respect.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many teenagers out there that have absolutely no respect, and Tatiana and I will go places. And I make a habit, if I see somebody dissing their parents and all that, I politely bring it up to Tatiana and see, that's why I'm doing things, because you should never act like that. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't walk on the streets when there's cars coming and then flip the driver the bird mm-hmm. when he honks his horn at you, or and all that other, just disrespectful. And I told Tatiana, I said, I don't ever want to see you do that. There's absolutely no reason for it. I don't want you bullying other kids. If somebody needs help, you help them. But then, again, other side of the coin. Don't be too friendly, because you got to be wary of somebody trying to abduct you, which my daughter was almost abducted.
Yeah, and that's another thing that they do have to understand. And, as you mentioned, on the other side of the coin, the other side of the coin, as far as being rewarded for things and learning those things, what about the other side when discipline has to come into play?
Well, I don't hit my child. Mm-hmm. I have set discipline. As she's grown older...
Did you get hit when you were a kid?
Yes.
So did I.
Oh, yeah.
Many a time.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There was no escaping the backhand or the belt.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it, really.
No.
But I think that in some instances, the way school is now and society, that's, you can get a lot of trouble for doing things like that.
Yeah, well, I'll put it this way, the police can't even touch a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's bad. But oh yeah, but Tatiana, as far
as, I think whacking a kid is okay here and there, but,
well, I don't do it because I had it done to me, and it's, I found other ways. You know, as she's gotten older, like when she was younger, it used to be timeout. She had a timeout corner, so she knew. Then if that didn't work, she would get her toys or privileges taken away. Mm-hmm. Her toy cabinet would get locked up, mm-hmm. so she couldn't have any toys. Never grounding to the room, to the bedroom, because that's bad. Because that's where
everything is, yeah.
That's supposed to be a place of safety for a child. That's where they sleep.
Right.
So you don't want to give them nightmares about being, you know, stuck in the room.
Oh, I see.
But her TV privileges would be taken away. Like, I would disconnect the cable so she couldn't watch TV. Now that she's gotten older, she does something wrong. She knows the rules. She knows what she can do and what she can't do. Those rules have already been established. You know, like, she knows if she's going to go outside, she's to be in our backyard now. And if she's going to go somewhere else, she mm-hmm. has to come and tell me first. I want to know exactly where she's going to be. If she breaks that,
right,
when it comes time for her to come in the house, if she's not where she's supposed to be, mm-hmm. I whistle. She has to be within sight of my whistle, mm-hmm. in earshot of my whistle. If she's not there in the house in 5 minutes, then she's in trouble.
Right.
And that constitutes getting allowance taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Still getting privileges taken away. I used to make her write lines.
Yep.
But it's all those things that you can do. But the thing is, the key to discipline is consistency. It must be consistent. Mm-hmm. You must have a set time limit or pattern of what you're going to allow and disallow. You can't say, okay, well, you know what? I don't want you running up and down those aisles. And then the child starts running up and down those aisles, and they do it for 10, 15 times, and then the parent says, I told you to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. What message are you sending? It's okay to do it 10 to 15 times, but then you got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's, I don't want you running up and down those aisles. As soon as they start running, you say, stop.
Right. I thank you very much for your time.
It was a pleasure.
And for,
it was a
sharing your
pleasure.
Experiences on single parenting, the single dad. My guest was Terry Willems. I'm Big JD, your host for You Talking to Me. Everybody, have a great week. Thanks for listening.